T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Oh, it's Friday. It's Friday finally here. That means the Reardon Roundtable. Sue Thomas is in the house as well. How are you, Sue?
Fine, thank you.
On a beautiful Friday in St. Louis as we get closer to wrapping up the summer. My daughter is starting school on Monday, second grade, so she's very excited about
aww.
That. You had the parochial school starting this week, and I guess traffic gets a lot more crowded because of all this
yes.
next week. That keeps you busy, Sue.
Yes, it does.
No doubt about that. Well, we'll have, of course, Sue's news in the next hour. Paul Hall's going to drop by on some entertainment stuff and Mr. Cusimano, but we do have a Reardon Roundtable. Jane is in the house. Jane Duker, former candidate. This is your new title. Former candidate for the Democratic nomination for St. Louis County Executive. That's your
can you just change it to candidate to fire Sam Page?
Yeah, we can
just
do that.
Just for my joy.
I can arrange that. State
thank
Rep
you, sir.
Donna Behringer is also here. Donna, how are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you.
State Rep, soon to be, hopefully, State Senator Nick Schroer is also with us. Nick, how are you this afternoon?
I am good. My second grader started this week.
So. Oh, you did start already, yeah.
Oh, yeah, parochial school.
Well, it was noticeable. Did anyone else go to Cardinals games this week? It was pretty noticeable at the stadium, not because, I think it was a combo deal. The Rockies weren't the biggest draw, but because the school's starting, far fewer people in the stands. Well, we have a lot to cover here this afternoon, but let me start with something local, Jane, that you brought to my attention. And, you know, when I saw this, I had two reactions. I thought, well, of course it's this bad, but also I don't think we're hearing about this as much, and that concerns me. And it's a violent, violent week across the city. 33 shot, 12 killed in a week, 21 homicides in 18 days of August. That's on pace to be the deadliest August in years. It's worse than last year at this time, which I think would catch people off guard because we're talking about all this other stuff, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and you had the mayor running around to the national press telling, gaslighting everybody, saying, you know, crime's gone down and everything's wonderful. And, I mean, and then you have Page in the county gaslighting people, saying there's no rise in crime in the county. And it's false. And so we're starting to see it. And so, yeah.
I mean, those are bad numbers. When you sent that to me today, I'm like, I was shocked. I really, and I
well, and
have
I was glad that KMOV, I mean, I knew it, but I'm glad that KMOV actually reported it and is telling people the truth. Because look, you ask anybody in the city, whether it's car thefts, whether it's carjackings, whether it's shootings, I mean, they're feeling it. The people feel it. And it's really only the politicians who are denying it, not the people. They see it every day, and it's depressing.
Donna?
Just last night, so let me tell you how bad it is. We had actually had in St. Louis Hills a public safety meeting, and it was brought up about to the police about crime fatigue and how did they feel it was going for those of us, neighborhood crime fatigue. And they said they'd never heard of that. And we're like, what do you mean you've never heard of it? And they said, we've never heard of that. And we were like, well, that's what's going on now. I said, because in the old days, we would call if we heard gunshots fired, right? We don't call. In fact, I was talking to a gentleman last night that lives, and he said it was like in the old days, he'd heard shots fired. He called 911. Mm-hmm. Now he knows not to call 911 because it won't matter. And then now he just waits to see how close the bullets are coming to his house if he decides whether or not to call 911. And then he got up this week, went out to his car, and two bullets were in his inside his car, gone in through the car, meshed the windows out. And he said, I don't know what to do. I don't want to make the city look bad. He said, however, when do we say
enough.
Stop not telling the truth? Jeez. Crime is up in the city of St. Louis, and we have to do something about it. We have to. This
is
ridiculous.
I mean, people need to start getting mad. I don't know what else to do, but I agree with you. I think people are, when you talk about fatigue, it's just like, well, why bother? Because no one does care. I mean, I'm sorry. But the mayor is defunding the police, and the prosecutor is still not prosecuting. And so, I mean, And then there's part of you that says, well, you know, that's the government they voted for. I mean,
Wait. Did you all, and I apologize if you ever talked about this on the radio, but did you get to watch those great cell phone videos of the juveniles walking down the middle of Washington Avenue with the automatic guns? And they were shooting out the car windows a couple weeks ago.
No, I think I missed that, Jim.
It wasn't put on. We didn't hear anything about it on the news.
Okay.
But everybody who lives downtown got out their phones.
Well, sure. How do the juveniles get access to the guns when we have laws that say you have to be a certain age? And for automatic guns, you have to have an FFL.
Hmm.
Are you saying that the laws don't work?
No, what I'm saying is that we need to
figure
out.
No, we don't have anybody enforcing them.
No,
that's
absolutely.
The problem.
And now that crime is spreading into what I call God's country of St. Charles County.
Well, now, but you know, Donna, to your point on that video, here's what kind of surprised me. And it's not like I don't watch Channel 4. I watch the other news channels on a somewhat regular basis. But I do look at our local paper every day, and I don't know why I do, and I waste my money on that. I usually see nonsense. But I haven't detected any numbers similar to what Channel 4 put up there with the number of homicides. So it's almost like the Post isn't even covering these things
anymore. I haven't detected any reporters trying to find the mayor saying, what are you going to do about this?
That's my point. That is outrageous.
There's zero accountability on this. And then after the election, Scam Page comes out and the chief finally admits that there was no crime plan. I mean, he'd been telling everybody there was a crime plan and the council asked for the crime plan. And there's no written crime plan. I mean, there's just no, and he's enabling all this. There's not a time when the county has said, you need to get policing under control because it's stressing my police department and all the surrounding police departments.
And what is this doing to recruiting? What is it doing to retention? We're seeing so many getting out of St. Louis County, St. Louis City, because they know leadership doesn't have their back. Well, it's insanity doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's what's happening in St. Louis City right now when it comes to crime. This should be the economic generator of the state. And instead, it's going under like the way of Detroit did.
Well, and here's the problem. St. Louis County just enacted the one-for-one, meaning that police officers who leave the city will get full, like their rank. They will get full, comparable service in the county. So, there could be cops who are very experienced who could get a $40,000 raise just by going to county. I mean, the St. Louis City Police Department's about to get decimated, and there's no plan. There's no recruiting. There is nothing that is going to stop this.
So, Donna, you were an alderwoman. You're a state rep. Who's going to be able to apply pressure on this mayor? I mean, we have the the president of the Board of Aldermen race going on right now, which maybe can put a little pressure. But this is just Groundhog Day over and over and over again with no solutions.
No, and I agree. And the only reason I'm saying I agree is because I can't even figure out what to do. And the main reason is because before COVID, we didn't have money, so money was always a driver of where do you focus and what do you do? And so people would come out because, we don't have money for this, we don't have money for this. So all these social programs are getting fully funded, but we're not talking about crime. So it's as though life is just fine in the city of St. Louis.
Well, both of you guys can enact and take it back to state control.
Well, yeah, you could pass my bill, which that's going to be one of the first things that I'm going to pass in the Senate this year.
The city has to go back to state control.
All right, so what if there was a big fight to go back to local control because there's no, local control. This doesn't happen in other places except Kansas City and St. Louis. Right.
It was supposed to save money, which it didn't. And all the things that they thought would happen didn't.
So then, Nick, what would the bill do?
So it would take what we had previously in the 90s when we had the drug epidemic going crazy, violent crime going crazy, and we saturated the streets with trained police like we've seen in Nashville, like we've seen in St. Louis back
in
the
90s. Dan Isom did it. He was one of the people that he actually brought down crime when he was chief.
Right.
But
now
he's changed his tone under this new administration.
He just doesn't believe
in basically
anything.
This would take state control of the city of St. Louis police like we had previously and allow us to, just as a state does, asserting their state's rights, protecting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness of all citizens, especially those in the city of St. Louis. That would allow us to have a bigger framework of ideas on how to tackle crime, like we did back in the 90s.
Spell it out a little bit more deeper, because now it's been a few years since we've had, no local control. So what would then happen, and would that mean that the mayor doesn't have as many purse strings when it comes to the police department?
Well, the city of St. Louis doesn't have a police department in their charter. It doesn't exist. The only authority they have to have a police department is derived from the state of Missouri. So there was a statute about state control. And what they did was they modified that statute. And that statute provides certain conditions that have to be met by the city in order to retain local control of their police department. We believe that legally they're
not. Those have been violated.
They have been completely violated. Okay. So one, I think as a result of litigation, she could lose her police department. But at any time, the legislature can come back. They never gave, the state never gave up state control. They said you are permitted to have local control under these conditions, so that they, the state never gave away the police department.
Okay, well, then it sounds like it shouldn't be that difficult to flip this around.
No, it's a statutory change. It doesn't require a constitutional change. It doesn't require anything. And because then it would be you have police board members that are appointed by the mayor. She will have appointees, but so will the state. And so it can't be just run away, defund the police.
And, well, we're going to have leadership in the House and the Senate that's going to have a backbone, because this, to me, I think is a priority of all of us in this room, Republican or Democrat. We want to get crime under control. We want to protect the property rights, the life of the citizens of St. Louis, and allow businesses to come here knowing that it's going to be safe. Allow this to become Nashville, Tennessee 2.0 out here, where you
can
walk.
It's a regional issue.
It is. It truly is.
It's a state issue.
But you're both, okay, so let's look at the other side of this, because I was at the Board of Aldermen when it went back under city control. And what the city did not know when we took back the police department was that we would now have to pay for all of the lawsuits. So that was a huge hit to the budget for the city of St. Louis. But the other thing you have to remember is that we try to always talk about local control. And at the time, we had a mayor that pretty much everyone had no problems with. Mm-hmm. So that's why they were able to do it. But when that was going on, I said just this. I said, I know you want the police back under the mayor, but what happens if you get a mayor that isn't working well with the police?
Yep. Right.
So now it feels like if we just hop back to the way it was before, does that fix it? It just means, well, if we take it away, then we'll be able to fix it at the state level. I'm not sure that's the answer. I think there's something in the middle, and I would really like to look
at it. She will never change. I mean, she will, and you know what? And I get it. And from a public policy standpoint, I agree with you, Donna, but the lives are being lost at this point. Yes. I mean, it's DEFCON 5. We are out of answers. The police are decimated. They're exhausted.
And now businesses are wanting to hightail it out of there.
Yeah. I mean, and now and every surrounding county is getting burdened by all of this.
Almost
50%
of the arrests last year in St. Charles City were attributed to those coming over from St. Louis that Kim Gardner just either let back out on the streets or put her hands up in the air and never did anything with.
Right. I mean, we can't sustain this. And it is. It's getting worse. And nothing has changed. And if anything, it's gotten worse. So I don't know. I mean, at this point, we are at DEFCON 5, and she has shown absolutely zero desire to change anything.
Hang on. Much more to go. It's a Reardon Roundtable for a Friday afternoon. Jane Duker, Nick Shore, Donna Behringer. Two more segments to go on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.